This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 41 for Wednesday, August 30th. I'm Adam Pelagiotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower on Wednesday morning due to mixed sentiment from comparable oils. Chicago's oil is down to start the day, while European rapeseed is mixed and Malaysian palm oil is up. Crude oil is also higher as traders anticipate a large draw from United States inventories. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-third of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast for parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan later today, with temperatures in the mid-20 degrees Celsius and higher across the prairies. The November canola contract is down 60 cents per ton at $811.20. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are down, while wheat is on both sides of unchanged. Warm and dry conditions in corn and soybean growing areas of the U.S. will help support prices going into next week. Farm Futures estimates 2024 U.S. corn plantings at 93.1 million acres, compared to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's 2023 projection of 94.09 million. U.S. corn is currently seeing slow export demand, mainly due to competition from Brazil, but demand for ethanol use remains strong. The U.S. Energy Information Administration will release its weekly ethanol production numbers later today. The December corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.86. With warm and dry conditions anticipated for next week in the U.S. during critical growth stages, soybean production could further tighten supply and in turn raise prices. Farm Futures projected U.S. soybean plantings for next year at 85.4 million acres, 2.5% higher than the USDA's 2023 estimate. Argentina will adjust its preferential exchange rate for soy products in September to encourage sales despite extremely high domestic inflation. The November soybean contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.86. Seeding area for U.S. wheat in 2024 is expected to be 38.665 million acres, according to Farm Futures, up 5% from the USDA's 2023 projection. Spring wheat plantings would total 14.014 million acres, 7.8% higher than in 2023. Egypt is seeking wheat via international tender for October to November shipment. Meanwhile, Algeria is seeking 50,000 tons of durum for October to December shipment. A spokesperson for Russia's foreign ministry said the Black Sea Grain Initiative will be one of the topics up for discussion when the Russian and Turkish foreign ministers meet for talks on Thursday and Friday. Russia pulled out of the deal in mid-July. Last night, Ukraine launched a drone attack in Russia, destroying some Russian military aircraft. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 3 cents per bushel at $6.03. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.23. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.81. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 30th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelagiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.